Well, we didn't forget about him during the week, our tech guy, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au. We just postponed him to Friday because there's been some big announcements from Google revealed today. Richard, what are they?
Two new phones, which is really good. So it's the Pixel and the Pixel XL. So the Pixel's the smaller phone, 5-inch screen. The Pixel XL is a 5.5-inch screen. Two sizes in there, 32 gig and 128 gig will come in three colours. Black, blue, and silver. Fingerprint sensor on there. It's got Google's new assistant software on there as well, which is exclusive to the Pixel. Mm-hmm. So it's very similar to Siri, but Google reckons it's a lot better. So you can go along and say, can you make a reservation at this restaurant for me? Add in, add in appointments to your calendar, play a particular piece of music. Great camera on there as well. They reckon it's the best camera in a smartphone. We've heard that before, Leroy, about this, but everybody says that. But Google will provide you with unlimited storage for every photo or video you take. So they will upload everything to the internet for you. So good thing about this is that as it's a pure Google phone, as the updates come out, they will come straight to the phone.
Okay.
So that's a really good security thing. So if you're after a secure Android phone, the Google Pixel might be for you.
Now, Richard, forgive me for being naive, but when I heard Google had an announcement, I thought it was going to be another billion-dollar profit. But you're talking about new phones from Google. I didn't even realise they had phones.
Oh, they had, not big over here, but this is going to be the big push into the market.
So they're looking to take on Apple and also Samsung with this new phone.
They are.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, they are, which I think is really good. I think Samsung will be the losers out of all of this with the Google phone.
Do you think if someone tries to Google Apple or Google Samsung on Google, they're going to be redirected to Google?
I reckon they just might be. Which smartphone should I buy in Google? I reckon you might see the Google Pixel come up very quickly.
All right, so Australians can get a hold of these late this month.
October the 20th. Mm. Telstra are the only retailer that's going to actually, or the only telco that's going to be stocking them in store.
All right, if you want to know more information, then Google it. Finally, you got some tips for us regarding how to extend your battery life for smartphones. Very important.
Look, it is. So first thing you do is turn down the brightness in your phone.
Yeah.
Brightness sucks the life out of battery. If you don't need Wi-Fi, so you're working outdoors all day, turn off Wi-Fi. If you're driving through what areas like capital cities, which have lots of free Wi-Fi networks in there, your phone's constantly going out searching for those Wi-Fi networks. So turn it off if you're not going to use it. Turn off Bluetooth if you don't need it. But email as well. If you have got push email on there, which means your phone goes out and automatically looks for email every 15 minutes, turn that off and just do your email manually. Then also turn off background refresh for apps as well, because you don't really need to know what Facebook's doing all day long.
All right. They're very good tips, actually, because I'm guilty of most of them.
As we all are.
Richard, always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch up with you early next week on Monday. So if you've got any questions for Richard, he'll happily take them for you across the weekend. You can find out more information by going to the Drive homepage at lafm.com.au.